Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayemi, Maseches Chulin Daf Memches. We are holding three lines off the top of the Amud, Amar of Yosef, back to the lungs, which are presenting some sort of issue. Amar of Yosef, Bar Ben Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman. He quotes Rav Nachman as follows. Reya Hasmucha L'Doifin. You open the animal after Shechita, you discover the lung stuck. So one of the flaps of the lungs are stuck Hasmucha L'Doifin to the wall, to the ribs, which are nearby. So they're stuck, they're glued to it. Now, the issue could be in the lung itself, which is damaged, and as we know, a damaged lung, a lung that has a hole, would make the animal a treifin, unfit for consumption. But perhaps it's the rib that had the bruise. In which case, the animal's okay, because that doesn't make it a treifin. So which one is it? Two things stuck to each other. Is the problem here or the problem here? Ein choshesh in lung. We need not be concerned that it's an issue with the lung itself. We blame it on the rib. That must have had some sort of injury. And as it was repairing itself, it had, due to the pus and all that, the lung sort of got glued to it. And the animal's kosher. But also tzmachim. If you notice some tzmachim, some growths on the... something growing on the lung itself, some sort of blistering or whatever, then you have to change focus. Choshesh in lung, that generates a concern that perhaps it's actually due to a hole in the lung itself, which then exuded fluids from inside and pus and got the lung stuck to the side, to the rib, in which case it is a treif. So we have to be concerned, and we'll have to check it out. We have to conduct an examination, as we'll follow in the Gemara. So again, if it's just stuck, leave it alone. If it is presenting some sort of symptoms on the lung itself, that generates some reason for concern. That's one opinion, right? That's Rav Nachman. Here comes a dissenting view. Mar Yehuda, Mishmei Davimi Amarm, he says either way, with or without the tzmachim, if there is a lung stuck to the ribs, it's room for concern. Whether it's this way or that, choshesh in lung concerned that in fact there was a hole in the lung which made this connection. Okay, so now when we are choshesh, it's not like we're concluding that it's a treifa, right? We're just... It just generates room for concern, which requires an examination. So how do we further examine? Hechi Avdin, how do we know whether in fact there's a hole on the lung? Or perhaps it's the rib that is the culprit. Amar Rava Ravan Bar Shvo, that was his name, Azrali explained to me as follows. I see on Chesakin and the Cholish Pumei, you get a knife. Pumei, whose blade is Cholish, very sharp and thin, so a good, clean knife that will execute a clean cut without too much, hassle. For a kidney lung, we separate, we do a nice clean surgical separation. Separate the lung from the rib. And we take a close look at the rib at that spot, and we see whether there's any indication, any sign of trauma there. Iika re'usa, there's some sort of sign of injury. Bedeifen in the wall, in the rib. Then we put the blame over there. Talina basar deifen, we blame it on the dyphen, and the behemoth is okay. Viloy, but otherwise, there's nothing there. Then it must be that the lung is the cause. Machmas reyahi, in which case there was a hole, which started healing, and that's what precipitated this adhesion. Utreifen, that the animal's a treifen. Va'afakar the lung, kamaf kazika, even though currently there's no air escaping from the lung when it's blown up. It's irrelevant, as we learned the other day, because once there is a hole in the lung, it never really repairs itself properly. It doesn't get properly sealed. So even though it looks covered, it's not a lasting condition, in which case the animal's a treif. One more twist on this halacha. Rav Nechemya, Breida Rav Yosef, what did he do? Badik la. After they separated the lung from the rib, he would check it, he would immerse it in water with shuri, right? In the lukewarm water in the bucket like we had yesterday. And you blow it up and you see if there's anything coming out. The more now we'll analyze this method of inspection that we just mentioned, the water inspection, and see how it works. Amarle mazutra breidra funa breidra papi, he asked Luravina. He says like this, this anecdote just mentioned, where he immersed it in water to check it, hadra mechemya breidra Yosef, aton you, aha masnisola, you applied it to the aforementioned discussion. It was meant to confirm whether or not the lung had a hole in the case where the lung was stuck to the side. That was your version of events. And if it turns out that there's no air leakage, the animal's okay. Anan, but us, we had a different version. We applied this testing system to a different scenario. Adurava, on the aloha of Rava, in that scenario, Masaninala, we applied it. We learned it on that case. Dama Rava, as Rava teaches us, Hani Tarti Unidere, we have the two oinais, the two flaps, the two lobes on the lung, the Shrich and Adade, which are glued to each other. Lestub de Kusalach, sure, you can't be by it. There's no way to examine it. Because this glueness, this adhesion, it's called a sircha, right? Sircha means an adhesion stuck. It's a sign of a underlying puncture. So checking it in water won't really help us. So even though it appears sealed, it's irrelevant. There is a hole beneath it, which never really properly healed. That was Rava's halacha. However, on that we have Rav Nechemya Beit Rav Yosef, who would check using the water immersion method, Badaglai Bapshure. He blew it up, put it in the water. If there's no air leakage, it's okay. Ask the Gemara, hold it. How does that help us much? Mask of the Ravashi. I have a question to Ravashi. Hi, Mai. How do you explain this? Vishlei Mehacha. Certainly in the first story where the lung was stuck to the daifen, to the rib. So, yeah, if you can confirm that the lung is unpunctured as per the water test, then you have what to blame it on. Blame it on the rib. Right? So an injured rib is still okay. Bishlei Mehacha, Talinim B'dayfum, blame it on the rib. And therefore the animal is Ka'okshera. Avalhasim, but in your case, with two oinos within the same lung are stuck to each other, what good is the water test? You know there is a hole. The Sircha is proclaiming there is a hole beneath it. Now it's either here or here, either on this lobe or on this lobe. Either way, the lung is punctured and the behemoth is a trefa. So what good is the water test? Havalasam e hainakim. Is it this one that got a hole? Trefa. It's a trefa hainakim. If it's the other lobe that has the hole, it's also trefa. So what's the point? Says the Gemara, mi amar Rav Nachman hachi. Let's go back to that first halacha. Rav Nachman teaches us that if the reya is stuck to the wall, not to worry, unless there is some sort of indicator, there are symptoms, there are signs of injury, of tzmachim on the reya itself, and then that at least makes room for concern and requires us to check and to separate them and to examine where, which side the issue is. Is that true? We have Rav Nachman himself elsewhere telling us, reya shenikva v'deifen sesmasak shera. Even if the lung turns out to be the culprit, there's a neck of a hole in the lung. But if the daifen, the wall of the behemah, is blocking, that is sufficient coverage to protect, to contain it. In which case, the animal's kosher. So what's the issue? Well, it depends where. Lekash. The answer is like this. Hasam b'makam revisa. That halacha is only where it's like more of a narrow area where the lung is right next to the rib, so it's protecting it, it's covering for it, it's containing it. Hacha here, in Al-Gamar, where we don't consider the rib to be an adequate protector, shaloi makam revisa. We're speaking that the problem was discovered in an area where the lung isn't flush, it's right next to the rib. It's at a distance. And there we find it stuck to the rib. That's an issue. Because this type of coverage is not a proper seal. It doesn't really adequately address the hole. No, vechamakim revisa was considered the place of its growth, meaning where is it okay? Says the Gemara, chituchi viuni. That's on the upper side of the lung, right next to the neck area, where you have the flaps, the unis, the lobes. That's a more narrow area, in which case it's packaged properly together with the ribs, and the rib will protect for the hole, provide backup coverage to seal the hole in the lungs. Gufa, let's go back to Rav Nachman. Om Rav Yeseh, Bar Men Yumi, Om Rav Nachman, Reisha Nikva. If the lung got a hole, but if it's a smasa, but it's being protected by the rib, it's kshera. Om Ravina, Vudisalach Bevisra. That's only provided that the lung is glued to the basar around the ribs, not the bone itself. The bone itself won't really glue properly, won't really connect properly, attach properly to the lung and provide proper sealing and coverage. Rather, only the basar around the ribs, that can provide proper coverage. Amar le'Reisu le'Ravina, I have a question. V'loy sabach. Suppose it's not connected to the basar. My, what's the halacha? Treifa, right? So you say it's treifa. Alma amrinan. Nukuvi. So clearly, it's considered like it has a hole, right? Despite being, sort of covered by the bone, right? The bone is not proper coverage. Yachi ki sabach nami. So likewise, even if it's connected to the basar, it shouldn't help us much. There was a hole, and now there's basar sitting on it. That doesn't really provide adequate sealage for the hole. Datani, we have a brisa regarding a person who was injured in his male organ. So it says nikav the gear, the duct was punctured. It's possible, so he can't marry because he can't bear children. Neshu shoses because his zera will just trickle. It doesn't have the power to. Nistam. Then if the hole was sealed, was repaired, it's kosher. He's back. He's back to normal. Why? Because in this state he can bear children. Neshu meilid. Vizo. And this is a case of psul, an injury which disqualifies. That could be repaired and undone. Shechayzer lachsher goes back to normal, and only this, and only this. What are we coming to exclude? So only here is considered a proper repair, a proper rectification. Vizel. Now the word zel is coming to exclude lamutim. I wasn't coming to exclude a similar situation where we don't revert back to normal. Lav lamutikai gavna. Presumably, we're addressing this type of case where a lung got a hole. And it's being covered by the ribs, it doesn't work. Certainly in this case, where the lung is being covered by the flesh around it, it's okay. We're coming to rule out a case where there was a maka in a lung, right? The hole got the lung got a hole. And there's just a krum, a scab, which is, sort of sealing it. Krum sha'ala machmas maka, the maka generated a krum. Einai krum, we disregard it. It's not a permanent seal. It's not enduring. And the animal stole a treif. Okay, says the Gemara. Maskev l'Rav Ukir Marcham. I have another question. You're telling me that the lung is really has a hole, but the basar around it covers for it and protects it, and it's okay. So, ilu inkev b'doifin l'hado. Now, suppose at this state right now, in this condition, where the lung really has a hole, but the flesh around it is sort of connecting, attaching, and sealing. Let's say that flesh around it gets a hole right opposite that original hole. My, what's the halacha? Of course, it's a treifa, because there goes the coverage. If that's the case, listen, nikuvas hadoifim. So, in the Mishnah back in the beginning of our perek, which gives us a printout of all the different types of defects that render an animal treifa, why isn't this mentioned? We speak about the lungs that got punctured. What about the doif in the wall that got punctured in this type of case? So the hole in the wall is actually a catalyst for treifa status because it's no longer providing coverage. it should be on the list as well. V'tameach, he says, according to what you're asking, I have another question. Had Amar Rav Yitzchak, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yechanan, he quotes Rav Yechanan, in a similar fashion, Maro Shenikva, gallbladder which had a hole, the covered and the liver next to it says masa is blocking a ceiling. Ksheira, it's okay. Same question there. Imagine if the sealant itself gets a hole. Ilu inkiv kavid lahada. Suppose the liver, which is now serving as a sealant, gets a hole right opposite that first hole. My, what's the halacha? Of course, it's a treifa, because there goes the seal. Listening, nukavas havkavis. Then back to the question, the mission should have added that to the list. A kavid that got a hole in this type of case would be treifa. Elos, you must say, one answer to both questions. Mishnah is not talking about all variations of sort of roundabout indirect treifa. Technically, it's not because the liver got a hole or because the rib got a hole. It's because the lung is punctured, because the gallbladder is punctured. These are just sealing it. The seal's gone. So by default, it reverts back. It's not a new variation, not a new type of defect. So it doesn't belong as an added item on the list. That's the answer. But certainly, technically, it makes it a treifa. Ella, you must say, kinikva. If it experiences a hole, this type of hole on the protector, on the sealant, the lav minei metarfa. In which case, the treifa status is not being generated by that hole. It was pre-existing. This hole is merely trying to cover for it. So, like Tani, that type of indirect result treifa doesn't belong in the Mishnah. It's not on the primary treifa list. Tachinami is over regarding the lung next to the rib. Same story. Kivin lav minei metarfa. It's not getting treifa because of the hole in the rib. It's because of the hole in the lung. And that's already said in the Mishnah. Like Tony, that's why it doesn't add as another item in the list. Boimene Rabba Barchana, he asked the question Mishmuel. Helsot Tzmachen. Mao, what's the halacha if a lung is presenting? Tzmachen, blisters. Amalei, Ksheira, it's okay. Amalei, he says, Afani. Ayimekin, I also agree that it's okay. Because there's no indication of a hole or internal. But I'll tell you, the students, Ms. Danzin Bedover, they're sort of hesitating. They seem to disagree. Damar of Masna, as Rav Masna teaches us, Malia Mugla, if the lung is filled with pus, trefa, it's a trefa. Mayim Zakim, if it's filled with just liquid, clear liquid, it's kshera. And these cysts are full of pus. It should present a problem. Amalais, he says, no, he be kulia tomorrow. That halacha, if pus is an issue, that's only by the kulia, by the kidney, which is indicative of a serious condition, but by the lung, it's not an issue. In fact, we have a story about this. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Rabbi Ka'azl Basre, he was following Rabbi Yirmiyah. Where was it? Meshukah the Tabachi, in the butcher's market, Chazinu Lahanach the Kaim, and he sees these lungs sitting there, it's Simche, full of these blisters. Amalei says to Rabbi Yitzchak, he says, he wanted to test him to see how, you know, if he considers it to be kosher. He says, you want to have a little, you want a piece of meat? Leboy Mar Umta, would you perhaps want a, you don't have to, you don't need a piece of meat? You want to buy a piece of the lung? Amalei, he says, I'm out of money. I left my credit card at home. Leslie Preeti, I have no money. Amalei says, you know, I could arrange on credit. The dealers know me. I could arrange for you on credit. Akfan, no, I'll arrange a credit for you. Amalei says, okay, you got me there. Let me tell you the truth. Ma'avidloch. What am I going to tell you? I have to tell you the truth. I see you're insisting and you try. So I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you why I'm not fond of this material. He also, because when they used to bring this type of phenomenon as a shaila to the Rav, the Kamed Rabbi Yechanan, to Rabbi Yechanan, he wasn't going to rule on it. He would send it further for a second opinion. Mishadul Kamei, he would send to the Rabbi Shimon, the Moiriba Mishmed Rabbi Lezer B'Shim Lehatera. He would pask that it's Mutter in the name of Rabbi Lezer B'Shimon, but Rabbi Yechanan himself wasn't comfortable with that ruling, because he didn't hear it from his teachers. He wasn't going to go along with that. So that's why I'm hesitating to purchase this questionable material. That's the true reason. Here comes another story. I'm a Rava. It says Rava Kevin Maskinim, when we were walking straight behind the Rav Nachman, Beshuka, we turned to him in Beth, Beshuka Digal Doi in the Tanner's Market, Varmila, some say Beshuka the Rabbanon, the market where the Chachamim would sell their wares to make Parnasa. And likewise, we found these interesting looking lungs there, Chazi. So Rav Nachman noticed, Hanach the Kaiman, Kandi, these unusual looking, strange looking lungs. standing there kandi with these big growths the size of pitchers. He didn't say anything. Apparently he was okay with it. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Havachafi, they were passing by Beshukah the Tveria, the market of Tveria. Again, Chazi, they noticed. Chazi, Hanach, the Kaimitin, Trinity, lungs with these features on them, the size of the Tin Ritrin, like rocks, hard like rocks, these bulges. And again, they did not interfere. But the Amr immediately didn't say anything because it was still considered Kash. Itzma. Here comes a new halach. So what we know is that a lung which gets a hole, right, is treif. A lung which is missing material, there is damaged material on the outside, again, that's a treif. What if it's missing only on the inside? So the entire outer packaging is still intact, the envelope is intact, but inside there's some missing material. Itma, machad shenimtzes bereya. Okay, you discover, after shechita, you open up the lung, you find a needle. Now, a needle has two sides to it. It has the needle head, which is sort of more blunt, unlikely to puncture anything, and you have the point. Right? So you find a machad in the reya. What's the status of the animal? And now, you're not noticing any holes on the outside. There's no air escaping. You assume the lung is intact. There's no holes. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, they say it's okay, makshri, it's fine. However, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Mani Patish, Rabbi Shimon Yakim, these three, tarfi, they rendered as a treifa. Why? What's wrong? Lame about Kamifli, perhaps the Machloik is revolved around this question. The Mar Sabar, the second, group of Chachamim, the ones who said treifa, the Mar Sabar, they hold Chisarim Bifnim Shmei Chisarim. When it's damaged from the inside, it's missing some material. And Rashi explains, we assume the needle eats away. Rashi says, HaBarzel Eichel HaBasar, it chews up, it degenerates the basar, Sivoysav Kishashem, when it sits there, perhaps the acidic effect of the metal. So it's missing from the inside. Mar Sabah Chisarim Bifnim, Shmach Yismei Chisarim, it's considered missing, considered damaged, and it's possible. Umar Sabah Lo Yismei Chisarim, the first sheet says, no. As long as it's fully intact on the outside, what's missing inside doesn't bother. Is that the machlekes? No, loy, perhaps not. The kuliyama all agree, chesaron bifnim, loy shmi chesaron, missing on the inside is not an issue, as we actually concluded yesterday. Only if it's externally missing, but not internal, that's not an issue. So what's the machlekes about? Why would you say it's treif? You see, we wish we can track the needle and see which route it took to get into the lung. Technically, you can go through two ways, either by inhaling or by ingesting. Right? There are two routes, two access routes into the animal. There's the windpipe, and in fact, if the needle was inhaled through the windpipe, it would just slide into the lungs without puncturing anything. But on the other hand, it could have been ingested with his food, which is more likely, through the food pipe, the veshet. So how did it make its way into the lung? Oh, it bored its way through the animal. It punctured its way out of the veshet, which makes it a treifa. We learned, right, a veshet with a hole. Nukubas haveshet is a treifa. And then it traveled into the lungs, and it punctured its way in. So it was imported from the outside. That makes it a treifa. So which way did it travel? Did it take the non-puncture route or the yes-puncture route? And that's the machlekes. Nachleikas over here is as follows. Mar Sabar, the shita that said it's okay, the needle in the lung is okay. Simpoina nakat vasoy, it came through the trunk, through the kana, through the pipe, and made its way into the central trunk of the lung, and then through the secondary duct, and it slid into the tissue of the lung itself, without puncturing, anything from the outside. It wasn't imported from the outside. Some point in Okivasai, it traveled through the system within the lungs and it ended up here. Umar Sabinikubi Nokivasai, the other sheet says no. It's most likely that it was ingested with his food through the veshet, poked its way out of the veshet, and it's unlikely that the kana would inhale a needle, right? It's unlikely. It's more likely it came with the food and then it bored its way into the lung, which makes it a treifa. Nikubi Nokivasai. Here comes another story. There was another needle. This time it was a cut up lung, so it's pieces, and you find a needle in one of those pieces. Asur kamei de Rabbi Ami. Came to Rabbi Ami. They brought, you know, the shayla to Rabbi Ami. Savalach shuri. He figured it's okay because let's assume that it traveled through the non-puncture route. Esvei Rabbi Yirmiya. He asked him a question. He tamed some say Rabbi Zrika. We have a Mishnah. Reya shenikva shechasra. The lung which got a hole or it's missing, it's a treifa. Now, what does this mean? My chas. What does missing mean? Ilam b'chutz, it's missing from the outside, hainu nikva, it's just another version of a hole. Right? Oh, it's missing, obviously it's a hole, right? It's missing a piece. So why the repetition? Ella mifnim. Apparently the word chasra, this type of treifa speaking, that was internally missing. We learn from this Mishnah that even if it's missing just from the inside, it makes it a treifa. So why are you allowing? This case with the needle inside, where it's missing from the inside, it corrodes it, it's missing. Okay, so he didn't want to really conclude on it. Hada shadrul kamei Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. They sent it for a second opinion to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. And Rashi says the real reason why they sent it for a second opinion is because, you know, they wanted to hear his opinion regarding this question, whether you know which route the needle took. Did it come from inside or was it imported from the outside? So Savalach shuri, figured it's okay. Esvei Rabbi Yirmiya. So once again, he was asked by Rabbi Yirmiya. V'tamei samsei Rabbi Zrika with the same question from the Mishnah. Reish nikva shechasra. We have two items, whole and missing. What's the repetition about? My chasra. What's the point of chasra? Ilem machutz is missing from the outside. Actual material from the outside. Hanu nikva is just another version of a hole. Why the repetition? Elav mifnim. Apparently, it's alluding to internal damage. Ushmamina, we can conclude chesaron mibifnim shmei chesaron. Even internal damage is considered a treifa. Likewise, the needle corrosion. Hada shalur kamei Rabbi Ami. He sent Rabbi Ami tarfa. In fact, he included that as a treifa. Why? We'll see in a second. I'm really so the you know the people around me asked him. Varabana machshiri. Let's go back to the beginning of our discussion, right? Itmar, right? We had the Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Laza, three Amiran, big rabbis that allowed it. When the needle was found in the lungs, they assumed that it came through the windpipe and didn't puncture. So why are you saying otherwise? Amalan says, big difference between that case and this one. This one's chopped up. You have no idea what's going on. Amalan, Hinich Shir, of course they allowed it. Shiyoidim, they understood. It was based on evidence. Meizatam Yechshir, based on what? Meaning they saw a full lung, unpunctured, no air escaping, had the needle get in. Apparently, it took the natural route, which is the non-puncture route. But in our case, where it's chopped up, we have no clue what's going on. Perhaps, had the lung been pieced together, you would have seen a hole from the outside. Anan made the time naksha, based on what should we allow? Dilma, perhaps you have a ray come on, if the full lung would be intact, minakva, you would see a hole, which would confirm that, in fact, the needle was imported from the outside, so I can't go along with it. Says the Gemara. Okay, time of the lesson. Apparently, the concern is only because the lung is no longer intact to give us indications. Ha'isa. But if the lung would be here, and it's clearly not presenting a hoksha, then it's okay. Why? Because the needle is assumed to have taken a non-puncture route. Asks the Gemara, okay, so it went through the non-puncture route. But that still can present a problem. Look, it traveled through the trachea into the lung area, which is comprised of a trunk, a simpoint, a big one, and then it branches off into many passageways, and then eventually we have the tissue, which encases the whole thing, and then packaged by the double membrane system. Now it traveled through the main duct, into the secondary duct, and then into the tissue. How did it get into the tissue? The lung tissue. Apparently, it tunneled, right, through the system, out into the tissue. It means there's a hole. How did it get from the simpoint to the tissue? There's a hole. There's a puncture in the simpoint now. From Rav Nachman, that's also an issue. High simpoint of the ray, the inkiv treifa, a simpoint of the ray, the duct. It's in the ray. If they have a hole, it's a treifa. Oh, I will have a itmar. And speaking with the ducts are still rigid and hard, lined up next to each other, branching off the main trunk, right? So that's where a hole is an issue. But further down, when it sort of gets more fleshy and tissuey, That's not an issue. Ask the Gemara, why at all is a hole in the duct an issue? It's surrounded, it's flush with the tissue around it. Vama Rav Nachman. But didn't Rav Nachman himself teach us elsewhere that when there's a proper wrapping around it, it's okay? Hayadura de Kanto. So this refers to a section of the intestines. Hadura is the spiraling, circular system of intestine, which is wrapped around the kanta. Kanta is a section of chelav, of fat. So it's sort of layered. You have the intestine, then the fat, the intestine, the fat, like a spiral system. And if the intestine got a hole, right, but it's protected by the next layer right next to it, that's okay. I do it. The content, the inkiv, the chaver next to the adjacent layer of intestine, that's okay. Why? Because there is protection, there's coverage. Megan Alei, he protects it. So same with the simpoint within the lung. It's surrounded and covered and stuffed with tissue. Says the Gemara, you know what? In logic, in terms of rationality, you're right. But when it comes to halachas of treifa, to halachal meshim yisina, Hashem knows the secrets of our existence, and you can't compare two phenomena. You just can't compare. Sometimes you can have a condition which seems to be less severe than the one that's a treifa, and that's not a treifa. And this is a treifa, right? Amar Ravashi, treifos, various, you know, treifos conditions, komedamis, ladadi, you trying to compare and equate? You don't say that, you don't do that. In Imran, but treifos, regarding halachas of treifos, we don't compare. We don't say, well, zu domel zu, this is comparable to that, and if it's that, it's not a treifa, this is not a treifa. No. I'll bring you a classic example of an ironic dissimilarity when it comes to treifos. Shari choitcha mikan v'umeso, the hind legs of the animal, right? If they're slit, higher up, above the knee joint, that's okay. Chaytcha mikan umeso. If you cut lower down by the knee joint itself, same as agid, that's critical. The animal dies. That's a treif. Chaytcha mikan chayy. Cut a little further up, away from the joint, away from the same as agidim, the agidim juncture. So although it's closer to the source, it's further up in the animal. It's okay. It's more likely to heal, to recover. Which is ironic. You would think the closer up, the worse it is. No, that's the way it is. Same with the hole in the lung versus the hole in the intestine. Different situations, different rules, different conclusions. Here comes another story of a needle that was found in that main trunk in the lung. Hahu machta, there was a needle, dishtakach, bisimpoine rabba deray, was found in the main trunk, main duct within the lung. Asil kamed rabban trufay. It was presented to those chachamim who earlier rendered the animal in a similar situation. That was the needle found inside the lung tissue. They considered it a treifa. So this time as well, they presented it to them. The rabban trufay, the rabban who considered that to be a treifa, loy amarba, but they refused to rule on it, one way or the other. Loy isser v'loy heter, not bad and not good. Why? Heter loy amarba, they didn't want to permit it. Kishmatag, based on their earlier halacha, which was based on the strong strong possibility, probable possibility, that in fact the needle had gotten there through a, yes, puncture route, through the vesha, through the stomach, and out into the... But on the other hand, isur namely amr, they didn't want to conclude that it's asur. Why? Because here, you see, it wasn't found in the lung tissue, where, you know, it makes sense that it's most likely to have been exported from the outside and ended up in the lung. Here it was found in a very specific, deep inside, very specific protected area, the tract, the lung, the trunk, and the main duct, all inside the lung. How likely is it for a needle to have traveled all the way, hole in one, straight into that point? That's unlikely. Given the disappointed Rabbi Shtakach, Amos and point, in this case, we can actually, promote the other option, which is simpoin nakat va'asoy. In fact, it was inhaled and came sliding down the simpoin, took the non-puncture route, so they didn't want to go either way on this. Another story of Neil, this time was found in the liver that had already been chopped up. And again, the same question is, where did it come from? What route did it take to get there? Did it come through the lung and the tubes and the pipes and the arteries, in which case it never really made the animal a trefa, didn't harm it, didn't damage anything? Or shall we say it was imported from the outside? It came through the food pipe with the food and through the stomach, and then it bored its way out and tunneled its way into the kaved. So which way? Savar mar braid Rav Yehuda, he figured, limitrefa, that's a trefa, came from the outside. Amar Rav Ashi, why would you say that? A hole in the in the liver, it's not an issue. Ilu shtakach v'bisrukai gavan. If you could have found a similar situation, a needle in the meat of the animal, have a taraf ma, would you consider it a treif? Of course not. Who cares if there's a needle in the liver? Right? By liver, we say only if the entire thing is missing. It's a problem, but just a hole? El Amar Ravashi, rather, so Ravashi says like this. Let's take a close look at that needle. Look at its position. Look at its direction. How is it lying? So what happened was, this needle was found half in and half out. It was certainly poked into the covet. Half in, half sticking out. Right, so the question is, which lane is he driving on? Which way is he going? Is he going in? Is he going out? Did he come from the outside and that's a problem? Because then it bore through the veshet, like we explained. Or is it on its way out? Is it being imported or exported? Come on, Ravashi. He says, Ravashi, take a look at where it's facing. Which way is the point facing? We assume the point is the headlights. That's where it's going. Chazina ikaifa lavar. We look at the kaifa. Kaifa is the blunt side, the needle head, which we presume does not have the ability to bore and to make a hole. If that's the one that's sticking out, nakuvi nakivasoi, then you're in trouble. Then certainly the needle had bored its way in. It came from the outside, ingested with the food and the veshet, made a hole in the veshet, came through the stomach, made another hole into the cup. Then it's a treif. It could feel a god, but if the blunt side is facing in, is inserted, then you know he's being exported. He's on the way out. So he came through the simpoinos, in which case it's okay. That's only when we're speaking about a large size, you know, a size 10 needle, in which case the needle head doesn't have the ability to make a hole of a continuum. If it's a small size needle, size 2, it doesn't matter whether the koif is on the inside or the outside. In this case, you can be sure that the needle had the ability to bore and to make a hole, and it's considered a treif. Because most likely, as we said, the most likely scenario is that the animal ingested it with its food, and it made its way all the way to the covet, so it's a treifa. We turn to the next page. So why is this different than the needle that was found? Beis HaKoisis is another stomach section, which is next to the big stomach, so it's a little area that's called Beis HaKoisis, which is next to the hemseis, right? Beis HaKoisis has a double layer of skin or whatever around it. So if you find a needle in the Beis HaKoisis, and the halacha is that the Beis HaKoisis got a hole all the way through both layers, it's treifa. But if it's just one layer, it's okay. Mitzad echad kshira. If the needle made a hole only on one layer, only on the inside, let's say, then it's kshira, because as long as it still has some protection. Mishnei tzad, but if it goes through and through both layers, then it's a treifa. That's the halacha. Now, why don't we say the same over there? It depends on the position of the needle. Right? Fine, it's inside the Beis HaKoisis, poking out through only one layer. It's okay. Why? If the point is facing inward, then it's being exported from the outside, then we're in trouble, because that needle traveled a long route to get here. It traveled through the Beshet, through everything, through the whole system, till it was imported to Beis HaKoisis. In which case, it's a treifa. So even though you only see a hole on the internal layer, not on the external layer, but how else did it get here? We assume it came from the outside, then it's trouble. But if it's facing the other way, then it's okay. So why don't we say the same way? But let me, we don't say, let's determine the ikayfa levar, if the head is facing out, then it's a problem because it's being imported. Ikayfa legav, if the head is facing in, then it's being exported, and it's okay. I don't know, the answer is like this. Because of all the food and the tumult that's going on in the Beis HaKaisa is, even if the blunt head is facing out, it doesn't necessarily mean that it came from the outside and it's on its way in. Because it's being pushed around and Amri Hasam there by the Beis HaKaisa, because of all its activity, given the ikka echel mashim, there's a food and there's a mashkim and there's liquids inside and it's swooshing and it's digesting, Ema, we can say, echel mashkim dechakua. So although, the question was, if you have the head facing out, let's assume it came from the outside, then we're in trouble. No, even when it's facing out, doesn't mean it really came from that direction. Perhaps really it never came from the outside. It started in here. And it's on its way out. And it only punched through one layer, which is still okay. How did it punch through that layer? Was its blunt head? If its blunt head is facing out, how could it have punched out? Most likely it's coming in and it's troubled. No, the food pushed it out. The pressure that was exerted on the needle allowed it to puncture the first layer of the Beis HaKaisis from inside towards out. And that's where it is. It didn't go past that point, in which case the animal still kosher. One more piece. Another needle discovered in the main artery leading into the liver, which really presents a similar set of equation here, because it could have come by inhaling, trachea, windpipe, all the way down to the lung, right? The artery into the liver, so there's no issue of trachea, there's no puncturing. On the other end, it could have come through the food pipe by way of the digestive system, in which case it did damage on its way, and it's a trefa. Huna my brother of Idi Torif, he says it's a trefa. Rav Adabar Menyume, he was machsher, he said it's okay. Because it's unlikely that if it would have been imported from the outside, that it would have landed exactly in this main artery. So we assume it came through a non-puncture route. Also, Shailu al Ravina, it came to ask Ravina. Amalu, he says it's fine. We assume it took the safe route. In fact, Shakilu Glima, you can grab, you can repossess the garments of the trufoy of those who made a treif. And this allowed its use and prohibited the animal, which caused, they caused you a loss. Rashi says they already fed it to the dogs. They could take their clothing. They owe you money for ruling incorrectly. Okay, let's do a quick recap of today's daf. We discussed the ray, which is glued to the rib. It's not a concern because we just blame it on the some sort of injury on the rib itself, but if there's some indicator on the lung itself, some tzmachim, you have to go examine it. We discussed how to examine it. We discussed why certain things are not mentioned in the Mishnah, because although they do make treifa, but it's not a new variation of treifa, it's just a sort of an indirect cause for treifa. We're speaking that the sealant got damaged. That's not a new variation of treifa. It doesn't belong in the Mishnah. We discussed a case where the lung was found to have a hole, but it was being covered by the daifen, and we spoke about which part of the daifen, that's the meaty part of the daifen, and it's a narrow area, so that's provide proper coverage and allows the animal to recover, and that's considered okay. We discussed a lung filled with pus and growths and all kinds of interesting features, which are still considered technically kosher. Then we spoke about the needle found in the raya. Right, so which way do you look at it? Did it take the safe route or the backdoor route, which makes treifa? There'll be machlokes about it. And we spoke about the needle found in a cut up rail, which certainly cannot be okay because there, you know, you just can't see if in fact there's a hole. We discussed Rav Nachman's halachos regarding the hole in the simpoin, the hole in the hadur dekanta. We don't compare treifas; each one's unique and distinct with its own set of rules. We discussed the macha found in the simpoin of the rea, which has more reason to make it mutter because it's so unlikely that it would reach that point had it been just randomly swishing around the animal, finding its way around. So that would be more reason to be machshir. Then we spoke about the position of the needle. So this was where we found the needle in the kaved. The position of the needle. It's facing in, facing out. Regarding the Beis HaKoseis, we said that's not really a factor because of the activity going on there. And we concluded that the machat found in the simpon of the kaved, Ravina was pretty adamant about being machshirit, assuming that it took the safe non-puncture route. All the best to you, and atzlacha rab.